This is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And we've got another good day before us. Day and opportunity to live for Jesus, to be a witness, to be a testimony of His grace and His goodness towards us. You know, the greatest witness that you can be is just to live your life for Him. You don't have to be running around cornering people all the time. If the Holy Spirit moves on you to talk to somebody, then do it. And at the same time, if you're in conversation with a person and the door is open for you to insert your faith and the things that God has done for you, do it. I have found over the years that it's pretty easy to communicate your faith one-on-one to somebody. But add another person to the mix, and people become defensive, and they don't want to seem like somehow the person that's witnessing to them knows more or is better than they are. So let the Lord lead you in that. And we've been talking this week about body ministry. We're getting ready to start home cells again in our church, and how important it is that the gifts that God has given to each and every one of us be used. And we're dealing with Romans chapter 12. And let's go back to your personal witness. Paul says in verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you in view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. You know, like many times have you had a good worship service lately? And when you say that to someone, they think of music and praise and maybe prayer. And all these things are wonderful, and they are part of worship. But here in the Amplified, it says that the reasonable service is to present your bodies to the Lord and as a living sacrifice. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, look, we all have to do things that we don't like to do. There are times when demands are placed on us by family, our jobs, circumstances, and we have to do things that's taxing. Well, that's the way it is within the body of Christ sometimes. There are things that need to be done. There are people who need to be helped. There are prayers that need to be offered. There's times of giving, and that giving does not always involve money. It involves the use of our bodies, and we are to bring our bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, and consecrated. Here it is, Lord. Here I am. All the talents, all the faculties, all the things that you've given me, I give them back to you. And then we read yesterday, so from Romans 12, it says, so we numerous as we are one body in Christ, the Messiah. And individually we are parts, one of another, mutually dependent on one another. And I know I said, you know, there are people, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to be part of somebody else. But yet, whenever we were adopted into the family of Jesus, we became parts of His body. Think of yourself as a living cell within the body of Christ. And all the other cells around you are functioning together, pulling together to cause that body to have life. And then verse 6 says, having gifts and faculties and talents and qualities that differ according to the grace given us. You don't have to conform to the image of another person. You have to conform to the image of Christ. And then those gifts and talents that He put within you, and He gave you grace specifically for you, needs to be used. He says, let us use them. And then if you've got a gift for practical service, do it. Be part of the body of Christ and serve your brothers and sisters. He says, and then let Him give Himself to serving, and then He who teaches to His teaching. Some are called to prophesy, some are called to serve, some are called to teach. And not one of these offices or gifts are any higher or more important than the other. In fact, in order for the church to operate, and function on a daily basis. One of the most important is that one of service, where you have people who are called to serve. And then it goes on. It says, he who exhorts and encourages. You know, some people can just come to you and have an encouraging word. You might be down. You might feel like giving up. But then an exhorter comes along and he says, you can do this. Come on, pick it up. Let's go for it. He who exhorts encourages to his exhortation. He who contributes, let it do him in simplicity and liberality. And he who gives aid and superintends with zeal and singleness of mind. He who does acts of mercy with genuine cheerfulness and joyful eagerness. See, there's a tendency to say, well, that's not being a big evangelist or having a big TV ministry or this or that. Look, these offices that's being mentioned here, to superintendent, to giving, to have acts of mercy. You have somebody like Franklin Graham, whom God has exalted and brought to a peak before the nation and before the world. But his gift is mercy. His ministry goes and impacts hurting, poverty-stricken people all over the world, or people in times of need and hurt. He's not necessarily a dynamic preacher or an evangelist. His gift is mercy. And maybe that is your gift. Maybe you are a person set within the body to be there to minister to the needs of others. And that's why we're going to have the home cells, to begin to identify these gifts, give them a chance to operate. And technically, each one of those little home cells will be able to do whatever the big church does as far as obeying Christ, going out at Thanksgiving time and feeding people. If a group wants to do that, they can do it. Christmas time, giving gifts to the needy. Going down, we have a gentleman in our church, Steve Levick, and his ministry is building churches in foreign countries and also helping churches within this country. He's putting together a team right now that's getting ready to leave for Texas. We did it after Katrina in New Orleans. And so these are very, very special and important gifts within the body. Dan Malone is going to sing probably the third most popular hymn. You got Amazing Grace and the Old Rugged Cross, and then this one, In the Garden.
Ringing, and he me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. I'd stay in the garden with him all the night, around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me, his calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Dan Malone, In the Garden. You know, there is a joy that can only be found in Jesus. The world strives to obtain that joy, tries to do it by taking vacations and trips and buying new things and doing new activities that's going to bring joy into their hearts. And there's happiness that's there. But joy is a force that emanates from the Lord. And the joy of the Lord, that's our strength. And that gives us the ability to endure in hard times, harsh times. It also gives us an ability to look beyond ourselves and to be caring towards the things of others. That if we will just do for others and sow those seeds will germinate and grow and come back into our life, and God will bless us. I want you to remember that if you know Jesus, you will know freedom.